This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Golf is big business. America's golfers spend an estimated $25 billion each year on the sport. But things are getting a little rough out there on the fairways. The number of avid golfers is shrinking, and competition for them is fierce, especially at high-end golf resorts. NPR's Steve Proffitt traveled to Scottsdale, Arizona, along with day-to-day music writer and avid golfer David Was, to a course that's trying to buck the downward trend by applying some technology.
Lean forward.
It's the latest wrinkle in the drive to get golfers off their duff and up to the tee, a golf-ready version of the Segway human transporter.
Try to keep up with me, Grandpa. I'm the wave of the future.
The Segway was the two-wheeled technology darling of the new century when it debuted before Christmas in 2001, but its sales never met expectations. Now Segway's hoping it can find a niche, maybe a pretty big one, out on the golf course.
When you're going backwards too fast, you'll hear that shake. You'll hear and feel it.
We're at the Westin Kierland Resort in Scottsdale. My colleague David Was and I are being trained to ride the Segways by Carla Vallone. She's with the company. This model has special wheels, a rack for clubs, and a lithium-ion battery that will power it around 36 holes.
Let's practice controlled stopping a little bit.
In a few minutes, we've learned to lean forward to speed up, lean back to slow down, and some of the finer points of gliding, as Carla calls it.
So what's really important now?
Leaning into the turn.
Yes, A plus.
Hello, hello. Oh man, I tell you, I was born to Segway. Check me. Here we go.
Fully trained, we head out to the course. It's not yet 8 a.m. and already 100 degrees, but the Segways are a lot of fun, and unlike a golf cart, you can ride them right up to your ball. David sets up for a drive.
I'm going to try to hit this 9-iron about 130 right at the flag. So far, two holes, two pars. Segway seems to be contributing psychologically to my edge. I think it's the Krishnamurti factor. I'm alone, solitude, nothing but the sound of the leaf blowers and me against nature. All right, here we go.
Basically, when I first saw it, it was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Mike Champagne is the director of golf at the Kierland Resort, back at the pro shop. He says the Segway is a perfect way for his course to differentiate itself from the 200 others in the Phoenix area, in a business climate that's not going so well.
The trend is, for every golfer we gain, we lose 1.5 to 2 at the same time.
Champagne says the Segways, at about $5,000 each, are more expensive than golf carts, which can hold 2 golfers. Still, he thinks the Segways and golf are a great fit for his 27-hole course, and he's starting with a fleet of 8.
Straight up the middle, 280. I think Segway's my new religion.
Out at the 7th hole, David Was is having a very good round and getting a little giddy about his human transporter.
It deserves like a feminine name, like Bessie or...
It's a girl.
It's a girl. She's a hell of a horse, this one. Here we go, Pudgy. Come on, girl. Come on, girl. Woo!
These two-wheeled stand-up scooters aren't the only innovation at this desert golf course where temperatures are in the broiling zone for months. While David plays the back 9, I meet Tom Rosenbaum. He shows me a golf cart equipped with a special ice-powered cooling system.
The ice is in the main compartment. The air comes in here to, let's say on a day like today when it's going to be 114, and within 10 inches of space, that air comes down as much as 60 degrees below ambient temperature.
The air conditioner is the size of a small cooler. It has a vacuum cleaner type hose that blows cool air. There's a low and a high setting, and something called the blast button.
The blast button, and what that does, it comes on for 30 seconds. If you put this down your shirt here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Woo yeah. Yeah. So anyways.
Refreshed, I glide back toward David, who's convinced he's put in a Segway-enhanced performance.
I haven't played around an even par golf since Moby Dick was a minnow. I mean, I hit the ball straight. I think it was something about energy conservation and the dearth of meaningless social interactions that characterize having to ride with some other boob McNutt in the cart. Also, may I quote Ben Hogan, who years ago said that everything he did the morning of a golf tournament, he did slowly. Never went any faster than he intended to move on the course. When you get in a golf cart, you get to the ball too quickly. The game was meant to be walked off and deliberated. The Segway actually like slows you down to a more human golf pace. And I gotta give at least some credit to that for contributing to my effective performance today.
David was satisfied golfer. The Kierlin Resort is betting innovations like Segways will result in more golfers playing more rounds.
For par.
With David Was, I'm Steve Proffitt, NPR News.
Woo! Yay!
Thank you very much.
Pictures from this story, plus a link to a group that plays polo on Segways at our website, npr.org.